愿神丰盛的恩惠常常与大家同在。
May God's full grace always be upon each one of us.
我们来看圣经耶伯记的三十八章。
Let's flip to the Bible chapter Job.
耶伯记的三十八章。
38.
第九节。
Verse 9.
耶伯记三十八章第九节。
Job chapter 38, verse 9.
654页旧约。三十八章第九节。
Chapter 38, verse 9.
这是神的话。
This is the word of God.
是我用云彩当海的衣服，用幽暗当包裹他的布。啊，神说他用云彩当海的衣服。
Here he said he used clouds as the garment of the ocean.
这节课我们想用云是海的衣裳作为题目。
So today I would like to use this topic, clouds are the garments of the sea, as our theme.
彼此学习。
So that we may all learn from it.
小弟有一次坐飞机从夏威夷回到San Francisco.
Once I took an airplane from Hawaii to San Fran.
那飞机冲过云层。
And it would pass through some clouds.
那怎么奇怪了？贴着海面上啊，还有另外一层啊，紧贴着海面上有一层云呢。
However, I saw that close by the surface of the ocean was another layer of clouds.
如果你到过太平洋教会，你就知道。
If you ever go to Pacifica Church, you will know.
那里有很多雾啊。
There is a lot of fog.
那这种雾哈，海上飘上来的，从高空看下来，跟云是一模一样的。
And when the fog floats across the ocean from the airplane, and the view looks like another layer of clouds.
我记得那个时候是夕阳西下的时刻。
And I remember that time was
sunset. 我们看到云彩啊，在阳光的照射下，有不同的那种色彩啊。
And clouds, as the sun, when viewed through the clouds, gives out many different colors.
好像神每一刻都在为云彩。为海洋换衣服一样。
And it looks almost as if God was changing the garments of the ocean.
所以云真是海的衣裳。
So that is why clouds are the garments of the ocean.
有一次小弟开在那个湾区有一条路叫280的路上。
Actually, once I was driving a road called 280.
也是快要靠近这个太平洋教会傍晚的时候。
And that road is very close to the Pacifica Church.
那一天吹的风刚好是落山风。
At that time, when the wind that came was from the mountain.
所以呢，那个风啊，从海边把云带从山上带到山下来，就是把云呢从山顶上这样子飘到山下来呀。
So the wind had carried the clouds from the top of the mountain to the bottom of the mountain.
远远的看，好像是一个很大的瀑布呢，从山上流下来一样。
From afar, it seems as if there was a waterfall cascading from the top of the mountain.
那时候，一个台湾的传道刚好坐在我车上。
And there was a preacher from Taiwan sitting in the car next to me.
看起来蔚为壮观，哇，哪有这样的景色？
And he was transfixed, saying, "Wow, I never seen such a scene before."
赶快把他的 camcorder 拿起来，一直照到这个 camcorder 的电池用完了。
He whipped out his camcorder and started recording the scene until the battery on the camcorder ran out.
这样看起来，云不只是海的衣裳呢，云也是山的衣裳。
So it seems as if clouds are not only the garments of the sea, they're also garments of the mountains.
神用云呢来装饰大地海洋。
So God used clouds as a garment for both mountain and sea.
神事实上他也装饰野地的百合花。
God also clothed the lilies of the valley.
所以圣上讲说，所罗门王极荣华的时候呢，他所穿戴的都不如野地的百合花。
That's why it says in the hymn, Solomon in all his splendor was never dressed like a lily of the valley.
神对大自然的穿戴呢，事实上告诉我们，他对我们的人生也是照顾的，他也赐给我们不同的衣裳来穿戴呀。
So God's care in clothing His creation tells us also that He has different garments for us to wear.
我们人都很注重衣着。
As human, we all look upon our wardrobe.
我们的衣裳呢，穿出我们的个性。
For our clothes to display what kind of personality we have.
我们的衣裳所穿的呢，有时候是穿出我们的生命，穿出我们的生活。
Sometimes it tells us what our lifestyle is like, what our life is like.
比如说这个空服员有他们的制服。
For example, the astronauts.
军人也有他们的制服，学生也有制服。
Likewise, the army and also students all have their different wear.
这些服装所展现出来就是他们的生活跟他们的生命。
So when we see their uniform, we understand what their life is like, their lifestyle.
所以同样的，神在我们这一辈子当中呢，也装饰我们呢，赐给我们不同的衣裳来穿呢。
Likewise, God also gives us different clothing for our different stages in life.
让我们展现出不同的生活跟生命来。
So that we can show different lifestyles.
那今天我们就来看神怎么样呢？给约瑟来穿衣服啊。
So today,
来装饰他。
Look at how God clothed Joseph.
来得到学习。
And that is learned from the lesson here.
我们来看创世纪的三十七章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 37.
创世纪三十七章。
Genesis chapter 37.
第三节
Verse 3
创世纪三十七章第三节
Genesis chapter 37 verse 3
以色列原来爱约瑟三十七章第三节
Verse 3
过于爱他的众子因为约瑟是他年老生的他给约瑟做了一件彩衣这边记载呢神给约瑟、穿了一件彩衣、
So here it occurs that Israel madeJoseph, a richly ornamented robe.
当然这是他的爸爸给他的。
And this is what his father gave him.
当然也是出于神呢。
It's also from God.
约瑟是以色列就是雅各呢年老的时候所生的。
So Joseph was his son born to Israel, which is also Jacob at an old age.
也是他最喜悦的太太所生的。
And he's a son born from his favorite wife.
他一辈子就认定呢约瑟是他的儿子。
So his whole life, he saw that Joseph is his son.
所以赐给他一件彩衣啊。
So that's why he gave him a richly colored robe.
在十一个弟兄当中呢，约瑟是第一名啊，最喜爱的。
Of all the 11 brothers, Joseph was considered the most beloved.
那当然，约瑟也是神所喜爱的。
Of course, Joseph was also loved by God.
所以十七岁的那一年呢，神就给他做两个梦。
So that's why when he was 17, God let him have two dreams.
告诉他将来他要做大事，要做一个很伟大的人。
To tell him that in the future he will become an important man.
当一个年轻人呢，得到神跟人喜爱的时候。
When a young man receives love from both man and God.
他有时候会忘了自己的一个未冲昏的头了。
Sometimes he will forget himself.
他天真到以为他的哥哥们可能不会感到怎么样。
He probably thought that his brothers would not have any feelings.
他无知道原来嫉妒可以跟阴间一样的痛苦啊。
He did not realize how hard that jealousy would become.
所以你看到他去看他哥哥的时候呢，天真到还穿那个彩衣啊，去看他的哥哥们呢。
So he would innocently approach his brothers wearing his richly colored robe.
远远的，他的弟兄们就可以指出来，哎呀，那个就是我的弟弟啊。
From afar, his brother could see, ah, that is my brother.
如果今天约瑟穿的是一件普通的衣裳
，If today Joseph wore a plain garment,
也许他的哥哥们还来不及计划杀他。
Perhaps his brothers would not have time to plot a plan.
所以，当一个年轻人迷失在、失落在自己的那种光彩里面呢，不懂得隐藏光彩的时候呢，常常就是他一个灾难的开始啊。
Plan a plot to harm him. So if a young man is basing his glory, sometimes he would not understand the danger to him.
所以后来彩衣就溅了血。
So that's why his garment was now dipped in blood.
我们主耶稣基督在十二岁的时候也是得到神跟人的喜欢。
When Jesus Christ was 12 years old, he also received favor from both men.
相信他也经过十七岁那种光彩的年龄。
And I'm sure he also went through this period where he was basking glory.
但是我们的主耶稣基督很懂得隐藏自己的光芒。
But Jesus Christ knew how to hide himself.
所以他的生命非常的顺畅。
So that's why his life went smoothly.
圣经上说主耶稣呢，他不经政不宣扬，街上也听不到他的声音。
The Bible records that the street could not hear his voice.
所以他很成熟，很适合神来使用。
He was very mature and he was well suited for the task God gave him.
神也是要来用约瑟，约瑟也是一个很重要的器皿。
God also wanted to use Joseph, for he would become an important man.
所以神要让他来磨练他，让他更合用。
So God wanted to train him so that he would be more suitable for the
work
of God.
所以就允许他。彩衣脱掉，被卖到埃及地去。
So that's why he allowed him to be stripped of his royal garments and to be sent to Egypt.
那是一个哭泣的这个锁着手镣跟脚镣着一种哭泣的到埃及的一个过程啊。
And what a pitiful crying scene that was.
他到他乡可以说是梦碎他乡啊。 他的梦啊，他原来两个梦啊，可以说是混睡在这个他乡异地啊。
And his two dreams seemed unrealized.
我们都知道大卫所用的五块石头呢，是在河流下游所捡的石头。
We know that David, the five stones that he used were stones that he picked from the stream.
那个河流下游的石头是经过时间呢、长期的冲击啊，才冲到河流下游，所以它是圆滑的。
It is downstream, so after a lot of time and grinding, these pebbles came out smooth.
很圆滑的石头很好用、啊。
Smooth pebbles are easy to use.
常常年轻人没有办法隐藏自己光芒，锋芒毕露，有很多零头零脚的时候呢，神没有办法使用、啊。
Sometimes when a young man is basing his glory and seeing himself, God has no use for him.
最后呢，一定要经过这种磨练的过程啊。
He has to undergo this trial of grinding.
我在台湾听到一个故事。
In Taiwan, I heard of the story.
有个年轻人在年轻的时候真的是很就是相当有才华。
There was a young man who was quite good at his young age.
对教会的这种做法、行政组织呢，常常有很多自己的想法。
He certainly had a lot of ideas about how to do certain church matters.
有很多正面的建议啊。
He has a lot of ideas.
后来读到这个研究所啊，读到这个博士毕业。
And then he got his PhD.
想说，哎呀，与其批评哦，不如加入啊。
He said, rather than criticize, why don't I just join?
后来他就报考神学院。
So he decided to enter into the theological school.
进了神学院之后呢，才发觉到从里面看跟从外面看，很多事情都看法不一样啊。
And after he entered theological school, he understood the view from outside is different from the view when you're inside.
他说从小到大读书很少读过第三名以外的。
When he was reading books, he was never less than the third position.
但是读起神学呢，却不一定读得比别人好。
But when he was studying theological school, he was not better than anyone else.
从小到大选举啊，他从来没有，几乎没有，从来没有不被选上的。
Whenever there was a position, he was never not chosen.
但是呢，到神学院呢，选什么都可能就没有办法选上了。
In school, however, in theological school, it was a different thing.
我们就发觉到说，神把他的彩衣给脱掉了。
So we realize that God has taken off his robe.
让他能够尝到另外一种层面的磨练呢。
So that he can taste the other side of training.
感谢主，他现在成为一个神国很重要的工人了。
Thank God, he is now a very important religious worker.
所以神所重用的，他必磨练，他的彩衣要脱掉。
So whom God wants to use, he will strip him of his royal garment and train him.
后来神就给约瑟穿了一件这个奴隶的衣服啊。仆人的衣服。
And then God gave Joseph a garment of a slave.
那这一件衣服呢，后来成为一件见证的衣服。
That garment became a garment of testimony.
我们来看创世纪三十九章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 39.
创世纪三十九章。
Genesis chapter 39.
我们来读十二节到十八节。
Let's read from verse 12 to 18.
十二节到十八节。
12 to 18.
妇人就拉住他的衣裳说。你与我同寝吧。约瑟把衣裳丢在妇人手中，跑到外边去了。十三节，妇人看见约瑟把衣裳丢在他手里跑出去了，就叫了家里的人来，对他们说：“你们看，他给我带一个希伯来人来，进了我们家里，要戏弄我们。他到我这里来，要与我同寝，我就大声喊叫。”十五节，他听见我大声喊叫起来，就把衣裳丢在我这里，跑到外边去了。十六节。妇人把约瑟的衣裳放在自己那里，等着他主人回家。十七节，他对他如此说：“你所带到我们这里来的那个希伯来仆人进来要戏弄我，我放声喊起来，他就把衣裳丢到我这里跑出去了。”后来这个祖母呢，他用约瑟身上所穿的这件衣服啊，来见证约瑟是一个欺负他的人。
Later, his master's wife used his cloak as testimony that he tried to abuse her.
但是几千年来，我们在读这段故事的时候
，But now, a couple thousand years later, as you're reading the story,
我们发觉到这件衣服正是见证着这个祖母呢是一个大淫妇啊。
But we realize that this cloak just testified that this master's wife is a fraud.
这件衣服见证这个祖母呢常常以目传情给约瑟。
This cloak testified that a master's wife tried to entice Joseph often.
所以我们说人的眼睛会说话。
So we say that humans' eyes tell the truth.
人的眼睛会说话，会放电的。
It would say story. It would
所以约伯说呢，我以眼目立约，不可以念念的瞻望处女啊。约伯说，我跟眼睛立约，不可以随便乱看。So
that's why Job said, I made a promise with my eyes that I would not look.
那这件衣服呢，也见证了这个祖母啊，这个讲话的词句非常的大胆了。
So this cloak also testified this master's wife had quite courage in her words.
这个很 broad 哈，不是，我想不是 courage 吧？她说你与我同寝吧。
Because she keeps saying, "Come with me."
应该不是吧
？Come to bed with.
哎，对，那个这句话很肉麻的。
It's a very suggestive statement.
用现在的话来讲，就是你家还是我家了。
In other words, your house is my house.
或者是我们一起上床吧。
Or let's come to bed together.
这种大胆温柔的话，不晓杀掉了多少年轻人的生命灵魂呢？
And how many youths have this suggestive statement destroyed?
真的，有时候我们跟年轻人讲说，你们在网络上面聊天，不要 flirting， 不要随便用字，要小心呢。
So that's why we always encourage youth not to flirt or be very careful.
圣经上讲说，污秽的言语，一句话都不可以出口啊。
So that's why the Bible says, do not have any sentence that would suggest something else.
那种跟我同寝吗？这种话，实在是很诱惑人的。
So this come to bed with me could certainly be a statement of temptation to other people.
有时候我们不要用言语，来偷别人的心呢，Sometimes
let's not use words to steal other people's heart.
我们想说，如果我们家遭小偷啊。
For example, if our house has a robber,
那个损失就是财产啊。
What you lose is your wealth.
如果我们家的配偶的心被人家偷掉了，被人家在 internet 上面用那种 flirting 的，用那种很谄媚的字眼偷掉了。
However, if our spouse's heart is stolen from the internet because of flirting words,
我们那个损失比我们家遭小偷的损失还来大得多啊。
The loss that we suffer is much more than what the robbers can ever take.
所以这个衣服见证这个祖母，她的言辞实在是太淫秽了。
So that's why we could see that the master's wife is quite broad.
不但如此呢，而且是天天连着约瑟呢，要跟他来说话，要跟他上床啊。And
trying to tempt him, and that she spoke to him every day, asking him to come to bed with her.
我们来看这个传道书的7章26节。Let's
look at Ecclesiastic chapter 7.
传道书7章26节。Ecclesiastic
chapter 7 verse 26.
传道书7章26节。Ecclesiastic
chapter 7 verse 26.
7章26节。
726.
我得知有等妇人比死还苦，他的心是网罗，手是锁链。凡门神喜悦的人必能躲避他，有罪的人却被他缠住了。真的，像约瑟祖母这种人，真的有时候你遇到这种人，比死还苦啊。So
we could call the master's wife someone that is more bitter than death.
他的心是网罗，手是锁链呐，他就是有言语啊。 他的言语就好像一个网一样，就把你给网住了。他的心是网罗，手是锁链。Her
heart is a trap. Her words are like a snare, a web to catch you.
真的，这个很多人呐，很多人会被给他缠住了。有罪的人都会被给他缠住的。All
the sinners who were ensnared.
感谢主，约瑟是蒙神喜悦的人呐。But
thank God, Joseph was one loved by God.
约瑟可以躲避这个网罗的缠累啊。
And Joseph could escape the snare.
那约瑟用的方法就是所谓的三步方法。There
are three steps in his way to escape this master's wife.
约瑟他不听他。First,
he did not listen to her.
不跟他单独在一起。He
was not with her alone.
你想想看，约瑟大概是七岁、十八岁。Joseph
is probably 17 or 18.
那个年纪是血气最方刚的时候。This
is a time when he's probably most enticed.
跟异性单独相处，可以说常常是干柴烈火。
It is like a fire to wood when he's with the opposite sex.
所以约瑟很小心呢，就是不单独跟这个祖母在一起。So
Joseph had to be very careful not to be alone with his master's
wife. 也不跟他，坚决不跟他上床，不跟他同寝了。Refused
to be with her. Refused to be in her bed.
所以约瑟所穿的这件衣服，见证的确约瑟是一个义人了。
So the cloak that Joseph wear testified that he is a righteous man.
今天世上有多少年轻人在寻找约瑟的这种遭遇呢？这种这样的境遇呢？寻找一夜情呢
So how many youths are like Joseph searching for
one night stand?
Or one night stand?
你看那个三孙这样的年轻人，参孙了哈。
Like Samson.
你看那女生是一个换一个啊。
He changes women day after day.
他就是玩弄那个情欲的游戏。
He was playing around with affection.
这样的人哦，越陷越深呢。
This type of person falls only deeper and deeper.
自以为神跟他同在，他绝对不会犯大错的。
He feels that God was with him and that he would never sin.
但是真的有些女人哦，她的心是网罗，锁是锁链，她就是给大力大给锁起来了。
But like the Bible says, these women's hands are chains, heart is a trap. They chained him.
到最后，他的眼睛就被挖掉了。
At the very end, he lost his eye.
神的圣灵就离开他了。
The God's Holy Spirit left him.
有传道在谈到参孙的故事的时候，他这样解释啊。
When a preacher was talking about the story, he explained.
他说有些人年轻人哦，就是玩弄自己的身体啊。
Some young people played around with their body.
啊，玩弄到最后圣灵离开他，他自己都不知道啊。
To the point where the Holy Spirit will leave them and they would not even know.
也许他都是习惯性的灵言，他也自己也不知道啊。
Perhaps this tongue he spoke was out of habit. He did not even know.
所以我们要学习约瑟啊，真的做一个在神面前那个衣服可以见证我们是个义人呢。
So we have to be like Joseph, whose cloak can testify what a righteous man he is.
约瑟说：“我怎么可以做这大恶得罪神呢？”
So Joseph said, "How could I commit such a great sin against God?"
他很清楚这种事情不只是得罪他的主人呐、啊，是祖母啊，甚至得罪天上的神呢、啊。
He knew that he would not only be sinning against his master and his master's wife, but God in heaven.
所以大卫在写诗篇五十一篇的时候
，So when David was writing Psalm 51,
在悔改他跟拔示巴之间的一段情啊
，When he was repenting of the sin that he and Bathsheba committed,
他说神啊，我唯独得罪你啊。
He said, "God, I have sinned against you."
所以，当我们了解到神就在我们生命当中，我们所欺负的是神的时候
，So when we realize that God is with us and that the one we're sinning against is God,
那我们就会非常的小心了。
Then we will be extremely careful.
有一本杂志在谈到，现在年轻人哦，常常利用放学大概3点到5点这一间之间做坏事，因为这个时候妈妈还没有回来。
There was an article that researched that youths use this time from 3 to 5 to do some bad things so, because their parents are not home.
或者是利用爸爸妈妈出去度假的时候在家里做坏事情啊。
Or perhaps they will use the time when their parents go out on vacation.
我们要知道神在看啊。
We have to know that God is watching us.
所以我们这个所穿的衣服都会为我们做见证的。
So the clothes that we wear will testify for us.
当这个以利亚啊，这个躲到撒勒华的寡妇家里面去的时候，
When Elijah was hiding in the widow's house,
那大约有两年的时间，一两年的时间呢
？Perhaps it was 1 to 2 years.
后来这个寡妇的儿子死掉了。
And then the widow's son died.
寡妇这样对以利亚说啊
，And the widow said to the
神人啊，你怎么来到我这里，让神想起我的罪恶呢
？Son of God, why have you come here? Is it to remind me of my sin?
到底他想起什么样的罪恶呢
？What kind of sin was she reminded of?
到底他对以利亚有什么感觉呢？我们不知道。
Kind of feeling did she have toward Elijah? We do not know.
但是我们知道，以利亚的心中呢，这个寡妇在他心中毫无所有啊。
But we know that in Elijah's heart, this widow means nothing to him.
所以他这个衣服见证他真的是一个神人，是一个先知，是一个圣洁的神人。
So his garment testifies that he is a true prophet of God.
啊，经过神的考验，他可以在加密山上大胜。
And through trials of God, he can have a great victory on Mark.
这个衣服又传到以利沙的身上。
This garment passed on to Elijah's.
苏甸妇人看到伊丽莎就喊着说：“这个真是圣洁的神人呢、
啊。” When servant saw him, he said, "This is truly the man."
所以，我们今天要像约瑟一样为神来所使用，我们一定要经过穿这个穿这个奴隶的衣服，这见证的这个阶段。
So to be used by God like Joseph, we have to be like Joseph, wearing a garment of servant.
啊，能够做我们的见证，我们是一个义人的见证。
And that this cloak will become our testimony that we are a righteous man.
因为很多英雄难过美人关呢、啊。
Because there's a lot of heroes who cannot pass all the beautiful women.
啊，请问你现在穿的衣服对您所做的又是什么样的见证呢？
Let me ask you, the garment that you are wearing today, what does it testify about you?
这件衣服啊，神给他装饰通过了啊，神又给他穿另外一件衣服。
And because he has passed this test, God gave him another garment to wear.
我们看39章。
Let's look at chapter 39.
创世纪39章19节。
Genesis chapter 39, verse 19.
39章19节到20节。
Verse 19 to 20.
39章19节。
Verse 19.
约瑟的主人。听见他妻子对他所说的话说你的仆人如此如此待我我就生气他就生气20节他把约瑟下到监里就是王的囚犯所囚的地方于是约瑟在那里坐监啊，这个祖母啊，对主人这样子控诉之后啊，这个主人非常的生气啊。
So this is what the master's wife told the master. Master was extremely angry.
所以他那个奴隶的衣服被 脱下来就换上这个囚犯的衣服啊。
So he took off his garment of servant and gave him a prisoner's garment.
我在想，如果人间哦有一个最低下、最卑贱、最难过的一个地方啊，我想莫过属于这个监牢了。
I think the lowest, most saddest point a person could ever have is probably a time spent in prison.
约瑟在监牢大概磨练了13年就毕业了。
Joseph was in prison for 13 years before he graduated.
啊，这个摩西呢，在旷野要磨练40年才能毕业。
Moses was put in the wilderness for 40 years before he graduated.
这个监狱哦，真的很难过的一个地方啊。这个是连施洗约翰在监狱里面的时候，他都受不了啊。
Jail is a difficult place to be in. Even John was unable to survive his time.
他就派人去找耶稣，问他说：“到底我们要等的是你呢，还是等别人呢？”
John the Baptist even sent men to Jesus Christ, asking him, "Are you the one we're waiting for, or is it someone else?"
他如果等的是你，为什么你都不来救我？如果你是救世主，为什么我还要坐监牢呢？
Meaning, if you're the one we're waiting for, why do you not come rescue me? Why am I sitting in jail?
但是更让约瑟难过的就是哈。他是为了做好事啊，为了拜神，为了敬畏神，才被丢到这个监狱里面来的。
But what made Joseph more miserable was the fact that because he was righteous and he was being good for God, he was thrown to jail.
你看哦，每当他做好事哦，就被打下来。这时候神又把他提高，又做好事又被打下来，是这样子的。
Seems like every time he does a good deed, God strikes him down. He does a good deed, God strikes him down again.
看哥哥啊，被卖了。
He was looking for his brother to take care of them, and he was sold.
好不容易被主人提升，又被关到监牢里面去了。
The master finally elevated his position, and now he's thrown back to prison.
如果换成是约伯的太太哦，他会说：“你这样子，你还要持守你的纯正吗？你干脆不要守神的道算了，你干脆去做自己外邦所做的事情算了，你干脆跟你祖母做坏事情算了。”
If Joseph's wife was beside him, she would say, "Are you holding on to your righteousness? Just do what other people do and sleep with your master's wife."
我们看到约瑟一辈子都在给别人啊。
We see that Joseph in his whole life he only gives.
带给哥哥的是爸爸所吩咐的平安，所口信的平安。
He was giving his brother peace and words from his father.
带给波提华的是他家中的富足。
To Potiphar, he gave his household. He made his household prosper.
带给管监牢的就是他什么事都不用做了。
The jail, the man in charge of jail, he did not have to do anything anymore.
到底当他一个人在人生最卑贱、最低下、最狱卒的时候呢，他还想要给别人吗？
So at this very lowest point in life, when he has nothing, did he still want to give out what he has to others?
我们看创世纪40章的第七节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 40, verse 7.
40章第七节。
Verse 7.
四章第七节，到了早晨，约瑟进到他们那里，见他们有愁闷的样子。第七节，他便问法老的二臣，就是与他同囚在他主人府里的，说：“你们今日为什么面带忧愁呢？”他自己都已经自顾不暇了，还要管，还有时间，还有精力啊，进来关心别人呢、啊。
He even had the heart to care about other people, even though he's in such a desperate position.
看到两个大官这个愁眉不啊愁苦啊。
He saw these two men, two great men,
过去跟他们问候说：“你们为什么面带愁容呢？”
Being dejected, so he said to them, "Why are your face sad today?"
弟兄姐妹们，当你站在约瑟的脚步的脚约瑟的位置的时候。
Brothers and sisters, if you stand in the position of Joseph,
您还会关心别人吗？
Will you still even have the heart to care about others?
啊，有个故事在谈到啊，有个人在沙漠当中呢，他迷失了。
There was a story that goes, a man was lost in a desert.
他看到一个房子啊。
So he saw a house.
啊，里面有一个啊起水的器具啊。
Inside there is a
bumper.
A bumper.
他一直。他想要挤水，因为好几天没喝水了，那挤不出来啊。
He wanted to pump some water out because he had not drunk for many days, but he wasn't able to get any.
但是看到旁边有一瓶水耶。
He saw by that was a vase of water.
下面有一张纸条啊。
And there was a note on the bottom.
他说呢，你只要把这一瓶水哦，这个倒在邦普的一个管子里面去，会增加水压呢，你挤水就可以挤得出来啊。
And the note says, just pour this vase of water on the pump, and it will create enough pressure so that you can pump even more water out.
如果你是那个迷失在沙漠里面的人，手上有一盆水，你会怎么做？
If you're in that man in the desert and in your hand you hold that jar of water, what will you do?
你把它喝了算了，反正起不出来，喝了就算了。
Perhaps you'll say to yourself, let me just drink this jar right now.
还是你愿意把它给出去呢？
Or are you willing to give that water out?
这好像赌博一样。
It's like gambling.
万一我把它倒下去，再挤不出水，那我不是渴死了吗？
If I pour in my jar of water and I'm unable to pump any more water, wouldn't I just die?
那他就是这么一点点资源呢，他就把它倒进去了。
But this man poured the water on the pump.
摇摇看，哎，哇，清凉，无尽的水就这样流出来了。
And indeed, gushes of water came flowing out.
他不但是自己享受了清凉的、新鲜的水啊。
Not only was he able to enjoy this cool, fresh water.
再把那一瓶水呢，再把它装满了。
He was also able to fill this jar of water.
那把它放在哪个地方啊？
And put this jar back to where it was.
加一个字，他说 ，Trust me, it works. 信任我，这样真的可以行啊，行得通啊。
And he added a note. Trust me, this works.
真的，有时候当我们资源最缺乏的时候，最没有的时候，你愿意把你心上真有的资源给他给出去吗
？So truly, sometimes when we have nothing, when we're desperate in our heart, do we still give out what we have to others?
我们在美国生活，有时候我们好像穿着球衣一样的，我们好像是被很多事情都被捆绑住的。
Sometimes when we are living in America, it seems like we're bound by many things.
我们被我们的公司捆绑住了，在美国上班压力这么大，工作这么忙。
We're bound by a company. There's so much great pressure, so much stuff, so much work to do.
我们被我们的儿女绑住了，哎呀，儿女的事情这么多，我们要 take care of them。
We're bound by our sons and daughters, for they have so many matters we need to take care of.
我们甚至被很多的娱乐绑住了。
We are bound by many joys.
有时候我们被自己的那是哦，有时候我们来这边做移民监呢，也好像就没有办法动弹呐、啊，被绑住了。
It seems like we're bound that we're unable to move forward.
在我们生命当中最没有资源的时候啊
，Just when we have nothing in our heart.
我们还懂得爱神爱人吗
？Do we still know how to love God and man?
Weekday 的聚会，晚上的聚会，我们还有时间出来关心吗？
When we come to service, we even have the heart to care for others.
教会的小朋友，很多人，我们有办法继续来教他们吗
？There are so many kids. Are we able to continue to teach?
很多慕道朋友需要我们的帮助、接送，我们有时间这样子挤出来帮忙吗
？So many truth seekers need our help. Do we have the time to squeeze out?
如果你真的是在最没有的时候，又肯把自己紧紧的东西拿出来的时候，你发觉到说，那个时候就是你生命改变的时候了。
If you are that very lowest point of your life, you feel you have nothing to give, yet you squeeze yourself to give something out, then that's when you will have most.
就像那个人所说的 ，Trust me, it works. 真的，你只要肯给主耶稣，就无言，就是不会间断的把福气加添在你身上。
Just like what the note says, trust me, it works. Give out what you have, and God will bless you abundantly.
因为约瑟懂得在他最没有的时候还懂得关心别人，所以他就从监牢里面被提出来了。
Joseph was able to give when he was at the lowest point of his life, so that's why he was lifted out of jail.
当然，这不是马上的。
Of course, it didn't happen at once.
就如同你今天尽心尽力、尽心尽力爱主你的神的时候，不一定马上看到神的祝福源源不断的就马上到你的身上。
Just like here today, if you love your Lord your God with all your might, your soul, and your strength, that doesn't mean that God's blessing will come upon you at once.
但是神是信实的啦。
But God will.Remember?
神是 faithful 的
faithful.
那个施比受一定是更有福气的神绝对不会骗我们
And you will indeed receive more blessing God will not lie to us
所以我们肯给吗在最没有的时候肯给吗
So are we willing to give when we have no more
约瑟后来他终于出头天了
So finally Joseph came out
神又给他换的穿了另外一件衣服
God changed his garment
我们来看41章
Let's look at chapter 41.
创世纪四十一章
Genesis 41.
十四节
Verse 14.
Pharaoh 逐级差人去招约瑟，他们便急忙带他出监，他就剃头、刮脸、换衣裳，进到法老面前。我们跳过来看四十三节。
43.
我们从四十二节开始看。
Let's start from 42.
法老就摘下手上打印的戒指戴在约瑟的手上给他穿上细麻衣把金项链戴在他颈上这是三节又叫约瑟坐在他的副车喝道在前的呼叫说跪下这样法老派他治理埃及全地后来法老做了两个梦啊
Later, Pharaoh had two dreams.
他没有办法，没有一个人有办法解答。
No one was able to interpret his dream.
法老为他解答。
So,
对不起，约瑟为法老解答。
Joseph interpreted the dream for Pharaoh.
后来法老就让约瑟做全埃及地的宰相。
So Joseph, Pharaoh anointed Joseph in charge of the whole land.
让他穿上细麻衣啊。
let him wear robes of fine linen.
这个细麻衣哦，这圣经上第一次出现了。
The robes of fine linen, first time this came out.
那第二件细麻衣圣经上出现大概400年之后，在旷野摩西时代呢，这个祭祀制度的时候呢，细麻衣从圣经上又出现了。
This fine linen of robe only appears 400 years later in the Moses' time when the priests were wearing it.
可见这个细麻衣哦，是一个很高贵的、很高尚，在当时实在是很难能可贵的一件衣服啊。
So we could see that robes of fine linen is indeed a very special, expensive clothes.
穿着这件神的祝福呢，我想约瑟有很多很多的生命上的思考。
When he's wearing this clothes given to him by God, I'm sure he had many thoughts.
他说神让他忘记了过去的辛苦了。
First, he says, God has made me forget the problems.
神让他在受苦之地昌盛。
And that God had made him prosper the land of his trouble.
我们想说，到底他一定会想到底他的人生哦，怎么样能够真的穿上这一件细麻衣的
？He probably thought, how in my whole life can I actually wear this robe?
他一定也知道说，如果他没有穿到那件球衣啊，不可能穿到那件细麻衣啊。
He probably knows that if he hadn't worn that garment of prisoner, he would not have been wearing this garment.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你现在正是受苦的时期吗
？So brothers and sisters, are you suffering right now?
其实有时候受苦是为了将来的荣耀啊。
Sometimes you suffer now for more glory.
如果你没有经过这段受苦哦，你将来就没有那种荣耀啊。
If you do not undergo this trial of suffering, you will not receive the glory later.
你知道一个人在受苦的时候，他一定有很多的思考，生命有很多的反省。
When a person is suffering, he has many thoughts. He meditates.
这个约瑟哦，在这个监牢之前哦，圣经上没有记载他会解梦。
Before Joseph was in prison, the Bible never records that he can interpret dreams.
但是我是想他一定思考很多。到底为什么神给他两个梦？小时候给他两个梦呢，现在变成在监狱里面了。
But I'm sure while in prison, he thinks, why did God give me those two dreams before in my youth?
他一思考，原来哦，神的梦啊，神给他的梦呢，都那个数字哦，都代表着意义啊。
And he realized that numbers in his dream all has a symbolism.
原来神给他的梦呢，那个数字都是，那个梦呢，都是一对一对来的，都给他的，对他而言都没有一个单独来的。
The dreams that he have come in sets, it does not come by one.
原来神给他的梦呢，都是指着未来要发生的事情啊。
And the dreams that he had all point to something that will happen in the future.
当他思考之后，我们发觉到他真的是有解梦的恩赐从神来的。
And later we realize he certainly has a gift of interpreting dreams.
所以有时候我们一个人的恩赐哦，有时候神小时候就已经给我们了，只是有时候没有办法去发掘出他的潜力出来。
Sometimes we have the gift from God when we're young, but we have no way to use it.
但是当我们人生最艰困的时候呢，我们就把那个内心中、生命中所藏的神隐藏在我们生命中内心的恩赐呢，给我们化解出来呀。
But in our times of suffering, we take what is hidden in our heart and the gift, and we learn how to use it.
所以他已经生命充满了感谢，因为神给他穿这样各种不同的衣服呢，就是预备了将来穿这一件细麻的衣服啊。
So his heart must be full of thanksgiving, for he has worn all different garments, so that he can wear this glorious garment.
有这样一种感恩思想之后呢，他的生命完全改变了。
When he has this thankful heart, his whole life changed.
我们来看一下《创世纪》五十章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 50.
五十章的是七节到二十一。
Genesis chapter 50, verse 17.
十七节到二十一节。
17 to 21.
五十章十七节到二十一节。
Chapter 50, verse 17 to 21.
你们要对约瑟这样说：从前你哥哥们恶待你，求你饶恕他们的过患和罪恶。如今求你饶恕你父亲神之仆人的过患。他们对约瑟说这话，约瑟就哭了。十八节。
18.
他的哥哥们又来俯伏在他面前说，我们是你的仆人。十九节。
19.
约瑟对他们说，不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？二十节。
20.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。二十一节。
21.
现在你们不要害怕，我必养活你们和你们妇人孩子。于是约瑟用亲爱的话安慰他们。这里记载后来约瑟的爸爸过世了。
So Joseph's father passed away.
约瑟的其他弟兄们就心里在担心呐。
So Joseph's brother started to worry.
哎呀，以前我们对约瑟那么残忍哦，十七岁就把他卖出去了。
How cruel we were toward him. We sold him at the age of
17. 他以前对我们好哦，说不定是看爸爸的面子了。
Perhaps he was good to us before because father was around.
现在爸爸过世了，哎呀，算了，我们赶快去跟他求神，我们做你的仆人呐，不敢做你的兄弟了。
Now father has passed away. Let us ask to be his servants and not his brothers anymore.
圣经说约瑟听到这一句话就哭了。
But the Bible says when Joseph heard this, he cried.
这个哭哦，一定代表很多的深意啊，很多的回想，很多的过去的事情一直糊到他的脑筋里面来。
This cry, these tears must have represent many memories from the past.
因为他清楚地了解今天他来到这里实在是神的意思了。
Because he realized that he is in the position he is today because of God's will.
神给他穿这么多衣服，其实这么多一个凄惨离奇的一个过程呢，都是为了成全神对亚伯兰所说的那句话。
God let him wear so many garments, let him live his country because to fulfill the words he has said to Abraham.
神对他的曾曾祖父这样讲说，将来你的子孙要到埃及地去啊。
For God has said to him, in the future your descendants will go to Egypt.
在那里他们要受苦400年。
They will suffer for 400 years.
经过第四代，我要再把他们带来这个迦南地。
But after that, I will bring them back to Canaan.
因为迦南人的罪恶还没有满盈啊。
Because the sins of Canaan had not been fulfilled.
以色列在这个生命这一刹那已经把神的啊，从祖先所传下来这些旨意呢，了解的一清二楚啊。
Joseph already realized the will of God based on what his forefather had.
所以他知道自己不过是神手中的一个棋子而已啊。
So he knew that he was just a pawn in God's hand.
他只是一个过河的竹子，他没有办法再回头了。就是神的意思，就是他要在埃及，他要带领他全家进埃及，四百年之后才有办法回埃及啊。
He knew there was no way back. That it was God's will to bring the descendants to Egypt. Then 400 years later, they will leave Egypt.
所以他的生命呢，已经是在神的手中的。他的人生的计划呢，早在神的一个大计划。大经纶之中了。
His life and the way he to live his life was already in God's palm.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们有没有想到今天我们来到美国是神的计划之一呢？还是我们自己的打算呢？
So, brothers and sisters, do we think when we come to America, isn't it God's plan, or do we think it's our plan?
您今天住在这个圣格新啊这个新泽西州，难道是没有缘故的吗？
Now you're living in New Jersey for no reason.
您的生命难道不是神手中的一个棋子而已吗？
Aren't you just not upon God's hand?
难道神不是永远我们永远的主宰吗？我们的生命完全在手上，我们只要认定他，我们的生命绝对没有问题。
God is our rock, something we can rely on for the rest of our life, and we will have no problem.
如果一个人哦，真正有这样的一个认识。
If a person really has this type of realization,
无论他到底有没有穿细麻衣，这已经不重要了。
Does not matter what kind of robe he's wearing. It does not matter.
因为施洗约翰哦，他是在监狱里面被杀掉的了。
Because John the Baptist was killed in prison.
但圣经告诉我们说，施洗约翰将来你在天国的时候，你要看到他也穿着一件光明洁白的细麻衣，赴耶稣基督羔羊的婚宴呢。
But in heaven, John the Baptist is wearing a linen robe with Jesus Christ.
因为那个光明洁的细麻衣就是我们圣徒所行的义啊。
And this glorious white linen symbolize our deeds.
如果我们生命有这样的一个了解、认识
，If we understand this for our life,
无论你现在所过的是一个什么样的阶段，穿的所是什么样的衣服，是什么样的生命跟生活
，No matter what section of life you're in, what kind of garment you're wearing,
你会觉得说啊，原来这都是神给我们的荣耀的，神成全他旨意的一个过程罢了。
You will realize that this is all the plan of God to give us more glory in the future.
我们的生命又有什么抱怨的呢？
So what kind of complaint will we have in our life?
我们的生命又有什么可以忧虑的呢？
What kind of worry should we have?
因为神是全能的。
Because God is all powerful.
我们是他所爱的。
And we are his beloved.
我们的人生在他手中。
And our human life is in his hands.
云是海的衣裳。
The clouds that are the garments of the ocean.
神不只是装饰海，用云装饰海。
God does not only cloth the ocean.
神也是用衣裳来装饰我们的人生。
He also used garments to cloth our lives.
你现在所穿的是什么样的衣服呢？
What kind of garment are you wearing now?
也许你穿的是彩衣。
Perhaps you're wearing a richly ornamented robe.
但是我们懂得隐藏自己，过着谦卑的生活吗？
Do we know to hide ourselves and live a humble life?
也许你穿的是一个仆人的衣服。
Perhaps you're wearing a servant garment.
在受苦的时候，你的衣服还可以见证你的义行吗？
When you were suffering, can your clothes still testify to your righteousness?
也许你现在正是窘迫的时候，好像坐监牢一样。
Perhaps right now you're at the deepest level, like a prisoner.
我们还懂得把我们的生命给别人吗？
Do we still know to give our life to other people?
当我们完成这样的啊，生命有所成长的时候，
If we understand this and can grow in our life,
你了解到或今世或来世，
You realize no matter where it's past,
神都要给我们穿一件细麻衣。
God will always give us all a linen robe to wear.
那是极其荣耀的。
And how glorious that will be.
我们的生命在神手中。
For our life is in His hand.
他愿意继续来装饰，来照顾您的生活。
He is willing to take care of your life and to cloth your life.
有这样的了解。
And if we realize this.
下次如果你搭飞机的时候。
Perhaps next time when you're on the airplane.
你也看到云彩是那么样的变化，多彩多姿。
You can also see how the clouds change.
让我们也看看我们现在自己所穿的，神所装饰的又是什么样的衣裳。
And then we can also see what kind of garments we're wearing and how it has changed.
唱诗五百首。
Let's now sing hymn 500.